great man of God. I appreciate this man. Appreciate his family. Just some, you know, when you find good people, you know, that's just good people, you know. And everybody's great here. But, you know, to have somebody that's going to share with us the word of the Lord. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you, Otis, and your family. I appreciate you and your humbleness of heart and your willing to preach the gospel. You see, it's not my calling. See, it's God that has to call you. And God has called this man to preach the gospel.
You got everything.
And so I appreciate him and his family and his humbleness of heart and also his love for the church, his love for people. And you might say, well, yeah, but you don't know him like I know him. Hey, look, we all have a... Okay, Margie, hold on. Okay. God has a lot of work he has to do in each and every one of us. Huh? But thank God we're not where we were years ago.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That God has brought us along and corrected things in our hearts and lives and put us on a straight and narrow path. Thank the Lord. You know, it's like when we get saved, we're being saved in the present, and we shall forever be saved. It's like you get saved and the Spirit of God comes in. And then the Spirit of God keeps working in our hearts and lives, saving us, changing us, making us into what he wants us to be. And finally, the end thing will be when he comes for us, or when we lay our heads down for the last time and close our eyes and pass away from the earth, because we're still just pilgrims passing through into our Heavenly Father. So, Otis Dees, would you please come? And I want to give you this pulpit to share the gospel this morning. God bless you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to follow Andrew. I can't follow him on the highway because, man, he flies by. I love that kid. Oh, hallelujah. Let's give him praise this morning, church. Let's give him praise. He wholeheartedly deserves everything we give him this morning. And it's all about him this morning. It is not about Pastor Joe, it's not about me, it's not about Andrew, it's about him this morning and what he's going to do today. I still haven't figured out what he's doing today, but we're going to get into the Word and we're going to let him guide us wherever he needs to go. It's not going to be a long time this morning. We're going to keep it short for y'all this morning, but I am going to give everything I got over to him this morning. That's what you do in faith. That is what you do in faith. And that's how he sees your faith. He knows everyone's heart. He knows each and every one of our hearts. But he wants to see our faith. He wants to see it. He wants to see it grow. He wants to see it prosper. And we're going to go to prayer first. And yesterday I was studying, and I don't know if y'all get the verse of the day on y'all phones or whatever. YouVision, I think that's the name of it, the Bible, and it sent me a verse, and it really hit me in my heart. And I want to pray this over us today before I start preaching this word. Father God, I lift up this, your church, to you. I lift up myself to you, Lord. And I pray Isaiah 55:11 to you. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Lord, touch my lips. I lift up my lips, Lord, to you. I lift up my tongue to you, Lord. I lift up my heart to you, Lord, this morning. Cleanse me of any dross that's in there. Burn anything that's in me that's not of you, Lord, this morning, that I can feed your children. You told Peter to feed your children. I believe you telling each and every one of us today to feed your children, Lord. And that's what I'm up here to do, Lord, with your okay, Lord. It's all about you today, Lord, and we want to lift you up on high. And we want to thank you today, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Joe was saying this morning about thanking him. Thanking him for everything you've got. This wasn't part of my sermon this morning, but when he said that, it brought this to my mind. One day we were reading, and I read somebody wrote, what if tomorrow morning you wake up and everything that you did not thank God for, he took away from you? How would you feel? He's given everything to us for a season. It is not ours. It's not our money. It's not our house. It's not our cars. He gave it to us for a season so we can better feed his children. So when a child is not thankful, and I got two kids in here. Well, one kid and one. When they're not thankful, how do you feel? When you give something to your children and they're not thankful, how do you feel? Think about God. How much more? Because he has a lot more children than we have. How much more will he hurt because you haven't thanked him for what he gave you? We travel this world. And we try not to become of this world. But this world is overwhelming. And this world will not thank anyone for anything. It just won't. So we see that in our day-to-day walk. And we continue in our day-to-day walk and see this world. And it will rub off on you. It will rub off on you. That's why today I'm going to preach about faith. My faith, in my eyes, has not been the strongest thing. Has not been the strongest thing at all. But I never realized the things that I do grows my faith. The thanking him every morning when I wake up, that number one, he woke me up. Number two, I still have my beautiful wife, and she's still praying for me. Thank God. Thank God. There's nothing better than that. A praying wife. There's nothing better than that. But you need to thank him for all the things you have. Because one day, he's going to take it away. That's why another thing in faith, is Joey right there? Hey, Joey. You doing okay? I didn't see you. Take a nap. Okay. You all right? All right. He's going to bring up my title for this sermon today. And I ask myself this question every day. Where is my faith? Where is your faith? Think about it hard. Where is your faith? Every day we do things. It's how we react to these things shows God where our faith is. Now, I have a notepad, and I write down all the stuff I hear that hits my heart during the service. I try to write all of it down, but it's all in here. Number one, I want to be able to go back and remember it. Now, I always thought my memory was going. Me and Ms. Gail talked about that the other day. I always thought my memory was going, but my memory is not going. My faith in God is the one that feeds me my memory when I need it. So if I don't remember something at that moment, that means I probably didn't need it in the first place. I just was sitting in myself wanting to. But when God's ready, He's going to feed you whatever you need. Walking up here is a step in faith. Giving a testimony is a step of faith. Witnessing to another person is a step of faith. I didn't realize all of this. But when I was, this week, one of the workers called me to her office and wanted to talk to me. God put it on her heart to talk to me about it. She went to God first, which it said in His Word, seek the kingdom first for everything you do. But my faith in God helped me go in that office and talk to this person. I couldn't have done it without faith in my God, that my God gives us the words we need to portray to the person. Jesus did not do anything on His own. And I was listening to a pastor through Jimmy Swaggart's ministry. Jesus didn't do anything that God the Father didn't tell Him to do. He did everything that God the Father wanted Him to do. He didn't go out and take it upon Himself to do something. He did what God the Father wanted Him to do, just like the Holy Spirit. It's God the Father that runs everything. But He wants us to give His Son the praise, the honor, and the glory. And when we do that, that's one of the things that makes Him smile. And who doesn't want to make God smile? Who doesn't want? So another reason I write everything in here is because there's words that I hear that I don't know what they mean. Sorry, it's the truth. There's words that I don't know. So what I do is I take these words and I go into the word number one, seek ye your kingdom first. Then I go to the Strong, I go to the dictionary, and I study. I want to know what that word means. So, if we go to the definition of faith, it is complete. I love that word. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. The someone being God. The something being anything else but God. So you're going to have faith somewhere. So where is your faith? How many times have we fallen? It took faith for us to get back up. Without the faith in God, when you're down, you're not getting back up. You need His faith. In His Word, I've looked for it, and I can't say it's not there because we don't understand all of his word yet. But in his word, I've always read that when we're in the valley, he takes us through the valley to get to the hill or to the mountain. That's all I've ever read. He never wrote that he takes us above the valley to the mountain. He takes us around the valley to the mountain. He never sways from that straight line. Never strays from that straight line. He can't. He's God. So if he wants us on that straight and narrow path, he's not going to take us around anything. He's going to take us right through whatever that valley is, whatever that construction work is. I just can't find the words I want right now. He's going to take us through it. He's not going to take us around. So, a lot of us, when we have hardships, when we have tribulation, when we have, why does he do it? Number one, so he knows you're following him. Where's your faith? He wants you to come to him first. And then he's going to walk with you through the valley. He's going to make it for you to get to the other side and stand up straight and smile. I love that smile. Yes, I am pointing at you. The smile. We want him to smile. When he sees his children smiling, he's smiling. But he's going to take us through whatever it is. We seek him. As he's bringing us through whatever he's bringing us through, our faith gets stronger. And stronger and stronger. Now, in the Bible, if you go to Hebrews 11:1, who doesn't know this passage? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We didn't have the privilege of walking with Jesus on the ground. We didn't have the privilege of going around and seeing him. But I always go back to his disciples and I see their faith. I look up at their faith. I want to see their faith. When Peter saw Jesus. At first they didn't know who was walking, coming to him to the boat. They didn't know who it was. They had no idea who that was. And Jesus told them not to fear. So when Peter saw him, he says, bid to me to come, Jesus. And he came. Peter walked on water. Who doesn't believe that? That's your faith. In Jesus, that he's not going to give you any story or anything that's not, that you can't believe. So he walked on water until a little wind came. I say a little, I don't know how big the wind, but I'm going to say a little wind. It's that little valley came and took Peter's mind, his heart, off of Jesus, and he started sinking. And what's the first thing Jesus did? He reached for him, and he pulled him back up, just like he does with us every day of our lives. He's reaching for us, and he's pulling us up to stand with him again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We want Jesus to be there, and to help us. But born, we were born with a sin nature. And that sin nature, old Slewfoot, like Pastor calls him, old Slewfoot, Satan, knows how to use that sin nature because he made it. He's sin, period. You want to know what sin is? Look for Satan. That's where sin, that's sin. That sin is horrible. But with the faith in God, all things are possible. All right. Now, in Romans 12:3, it talks about measure of faith. And I'm going to read it first and I'll go over it. A measure of faith. God allowed us to be born with a sin nature. But he also, we were born with a measure of faith. He covers every base, too. He covers every base. If he's going to give you that sin nature, he's going to give you a way out. He's going to give you, and this is your way out. For I say, and that's 12:3, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Don't we do that every day? We like to lift ourselves up. Oh, we're people that love to lift ourselves up. But to think soberly. Soberly covers a mass of different things. Soberly. Clear-minded. To think soberly. According as God hath dealt to every, say every man, not one man, not two men, just not just to the fivefold ministry. He did it to every man. He did it to every man, the measure of faith. It's what we do with the faith, or what we do with the sin nature. He gave us a free will to do as we wanted to do. And he's not going to stop us. I haven't read anywhere that he's going to stop you from doing your will. But he will give you the tools to combat the sin with your measure of faith. When you become born again, that sin nature goes dormant. Doesn't mean it goes away. It's still in you. It doesn't go away. And Satan, the person that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, is looking for that sin nature all the time. He's not looking at it with his children or the ones he's gotten before. He already got those. He's looking at the children of God. That's what he works against. From the beginning, he gave everyone a measure of faith. I've listened multiple times to the book of Job. Job, God knew Job's heart, just like he knows each and every one of us. So he will allow that valley or that tribulation to come in to build your faith. All the people around Job told him to give up, to curse God, to do everything against what God, because God made that happen. God allowed it to happen. Satan made it. And the difference is with you is what you do with it. Does it strengthen your sin nature? Or do you strengthen your faith? We were talking at the men's meeting last time about faith. And I've been struggling with faith. And I was thinking of faith like a muscle. Every 6 days a week, me and my daughter and my son, we work out. We strengthen our muscles. When we strengthen our muscles, it strengthens our heart. It strengthens our immune system. It strengthens all of us. All of us. All everything that's in there. It strengthens it all. So when you build that faith, it gets stronger. In the Word of God, it's stated about the mustard seed. And if you want to go to Luke 17, verse 6, say amen when y'all get there. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey thee. How big is a mustard seed? I've seen it before. Have y'all seen a mustard seed? How small it is, but what it makes is so strong. What does it make, the mustard seed? It's planted and it makes a tree. He added the roots to this. It's easy to cut down a tree. It's easy to cut it down. But your roots stay right there. How do you move a tree and take its roots with it? You have to pull it. You have to be strong enough to pull that tree completely out of that ground and then plant it in the water. That's how strong he wants your faith to be. What is faith? The belief that anything is possible with God. Anything. Ooh, y'all listening too slow. Oh, I can't believe that. All right. I told y'all I wasn't going to keep y'all that long, but I have a little bit more.
Go ahead.
Now, Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There is nothing to come against your faith that you hold on. Satan took everything away from He took everything away. The things that he's going to take away from you tomorrow is probably things that you didn't let him fall today. And it was his children. It was his wife. And how was Job's children? Weren't the best kids around. Listen to me, kids. They where's the best kid to run? God might have did Job a favor because the new family he gave him, the new crops he gave him, the new cattle he gave him, were all more than he had before. More than he had before. When God takes something away, there's a reason. We may not understand it. We may not like it. Some of us really don't like it when he takes something away from us. But anytime he takes something away from us, it's to further his kingdom, or it's to further our walk in his kingdom. See, God has a plan. God has a plan. Say it. God has a plan in each and every one of our lives. And he's going to go with that plan. He's going to go with that plan. It's for us to have faith in him, for it to strengthen in us. It's what we do with the faith. What we do with that other nature. It's what we do with it. Because he gave us, when it was finished, when he was at the cross and he said, "It is finished," it was finished. And we have to have faith in that. It is finished. Because we can have strongholds coming against us, we can have our family coming against us. We're going to have our friends coming against us. But that's not where our faith lies. That's not where our faith lies. Our faith doesn't lay in our pastor. I'm sorry to say that, but it doesn't. It doesn't lay in me. It doesn't lay in Andrew, Marjorie, or Jelaine. It doesn't lay in us, because we're going to fail you. We will, not on purpose. And I wanted to say that earlier. Just look in Jelaine and Joel's eyes, Pastor Joel. Look at their eyes. That's where you see where their heart is. Because I guarantee you, they love y'all as much as their own family. They do things every day for y'all, from praying and whatever it takes for y'all. I see it in the last few years. I've known him since we were, since I knew Jelaine since the elementary. I knew Joe since high school. But I seen him before. I seen him during. And I believe I'm going to see him in the after. I believe that whole part of it. But when they say they appreciate you, or they love you, you can bring that to the bank. That's one check that's always going to be able to be cashed. Y'all have strengthened me. Y'all have strengthened me so much in my faith. My prayer when I leave here is that God would keep my faith this strong till the next time I come. The men, Craig's not here, but the men that come to the men's meeting strengthen me so much, my faith. It's overwhelming. It's humbling. I humble real easy. But it's humbling with being with God's children does. When a person says, "Well, I don't go to church," that really, I get a feeling that I don't like. Can't describe it. But that's where you get your strength, is fellowshipping with other Christians. During the week, we work with the world. there's Christians in that world that we work with, but we are in the world. We need our faith strengthened. We need that faith strengthened so we can go down the highways and byways, because we do fall. But that faith will pick us up every time. Every time. This morning, I'm going to ask, is there anyone in here that wants someone to pray with them for their faith? We have the prayer partners. I'm up here. Does anybody want someone else to stand in agreement with them for their faith, for their walk, for anything? Yes. Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, you want to take 1 minute and we're going to pray? We're going to pray. Anything in particular? Amen. Hallelujah. If anybody wants to come and join me, oh, Father God, I lift up move to you, Lord. Oh, she's calling out for stronger faith, Lord. She's calling out for you, Lord. She believes in you. She loves you. Her whole life is about you, Lord. She wants the faith that you measure out to everyone, Lord. And she wants an extra portion, Lord. She's not asking for wisdom. She's not asking for money, Lord. She's asking for the faith. The faith that would make you happy. We know in your word says, without faith, you are not pleased. She wants to please you. She wants to have that smile on you, Lord. She wants you, Lord, today to help her for her faith. And we pray this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything we do in this life, anytime we wake up, we need to talk to God. That should be the first thing you talk. Your wife can be, or your husband can be second. Marjorie knows she's second. She knows that. She has to live with it. I'm sorry. My God is first. My wife is second. But we need to pray. Anytime any valley comes, we need to go to Him first. Seek the kingdom. He's going to guide you where you need to go, I promise you. That's a promise He made, not me. That's a promise He made. Seek ye the kingdom first. And before we close out today, if everybody can stand that can stand, we all ready to stand. Stretch. Get that over there and move around a little bit. If everybody can close their eyes and bow their head. Is there anyone that had not made Jesus their Lord and Savior? Is there anyone? Without Jesus, we can't have any faith. We'll have that measure, but it's going to be a small measure. We won't be able to strengthen it without Jesus. So has everybody accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Anybody want to rededicate their lives to the Lord? Yes, I see your hand. Anyone else? Anyone else? With heads bowed, eyes closed, let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord. We have one of your children that want to rededicate their lives to you, Lord. We have children out there that want to make you their Lord and Savior, Lord. Come into our lives, Lord. Forgive us of all our sins, Lord. Lift all the dross we have in us, Lord. Burn it. Burn it clean to where all we have is light in us. Jesus, come into our lives, Lord. Come into our hearts, Lord. We make you our Lord and Savior this morning, Lord. We lift you up. Help us walk down that straight and narrow path, Lord, that you're going to take us on, Lord. We know that this is just the beginning, Lord, that we're going to need to follow you each and every day. But you're going to guide us, Lord. It said it in your word. You're going to guide us through things, through all our things. We lift you up on high this morning, Lord, and we thank you. And we pray this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. I'm going to call the pastor up to come in and close. Sorry.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Amen. Brother, why don't you come down here? I want to do something today. Amen. I tell you, every time I hear him, it's like he's getting better and better. It's like good. It's like, man, it's good. You know, just some good. But I want to tell you something. I feel the Lord talking about you. It's not long, but he said he loves and enjoys your diligence. That's it. He loves and enjoys your diligence. You don't know how blessed. When I heard him say that he'd write the words down that he didn't know maybe what they meant or understood, and go back and look it up, and just that touched me. It's like, boy, you know, that's diligence. And I tell you, he says he enjoys and loves your diligence, and that's towards him and his word. Thank you. Thank you for pursuing him and doing the things that you know that you have to do. You don't have to, but you do it because you love him and you want to know him. So take that word and plant it in your heart. Write it down that he enjoys it. Every time you look up a word, every time you look up a scripture, every time you pursue him, that he just loves your diligence. And really, we can take that word and really, God loves us to have that diligence towards him. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. Amen. Andrew, why don't you come close us in prayer today? And look, Jelaine and I, we love you guys. We thank God for you. And we appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you Thursday. Bible study resumes 7 o'clock in the little building across the street, and then Sunday at 10 o'clock. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we lift you up, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you will be with us, Father God. Show us which ways we need to go, Father God. Be with us, Father God, as we go into this dirty world, Father God. But let us clean with your word, Father God. Let us go forth and be ministers to the world, Father God. We ask these things, Father, in the name of Jesus we pray. You, amen.